Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 14, going up to 24, Johannesburg 11, 24, and Mpumalanga 15, 21.
In the traffic, serious issue getting out of the Crown Interchange southbound, the Mike 1 and the Mike 2 both queuing incredibly heavily to get into there. And northbound, you can sit in the queue of traffic from Rosebank all the way to Samrand if you'd like.
In your sport headlines, South Africa win the toss and opt to bowl first in the final T20 International against India at Centurion, and Danny Jordan arrested on fraud and theft charges.
Speaking about that, the state maintains it acted within its authority when arresting Danny Jordan and his co-accused CFO Gronie Hluyo. They were arrested despite the pair approaching the High Court for an interdict. Jordan Hluyo and businessman Trevor Nietling have been granted bail by the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. They face fraud and theft charges linked to irregular contracts at SAFA, which is valued at 1.3 million rand. Masachaba Sifularo is there and filed this report.
SAFA President Danny Jordan and CFO Gronie Hluyo confirmed they were advised last Thursday to hand themselves over to authorities today. They, however, didn't do so after approaching the High Court to stop their arrest. The pair were apprehended at their homes this morning after failing to hand themselves over. And in court, they described the arrests as an abuse of processes and the law. However, NPA spokesperson Pindim Jonondwane says while they were served with papers from the court, they didn't stop officers from effecting the arrest.
Those were defective documents because they did not contain a case number. The Hawks decided that there was nothing that stopped them.
Masachaba Sifularo for Jack Rander from News in Palm Ridge.
Then to Northwest, Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshabeni, confirmed that the government will not provide assistance to the scores of illegal miners who remain underground in Stilfontein, Northwest.
We're going to smoke them out. They will come out. We are not sending help to criminals. Criminals are not to be helped. Criminals are to be persecuted. We didn't send them there. And they didn't go down there for the good benefit or good intentions for the Republic. So we can't help.
The government launched a multidisciplinary operation in response to escalating criminal activity, including mass shootings believed to be linked to turf wars. So far, more than 1,000 miners have emerged due to hunger and dehydration. This method has raised concerns, though, with some questioning its constitutionality. The South African Human Rights Commission has received complaints about the operation. However, human rights lawyer Andre Sinkome says police are well within their rights.
There is no basis for the South African Human Rights Commission to be laying a complaint against the law enforcement agencies for that they are stopping food supplies. People that do not have food underground are voluntarily staying underground, and the police are not supposed to be blamed. They are committing offenses and the police are entitled to stop their supplies underground.
Moving abroad, airlines cancelled flights to and from the Indonesian resort island of Bali today, leaving travellers stranded. It follows activity from a nearby volcano which spewed ash up to 9 kilometres into the sky. And according to one airline, AirAsia, volcanic ashes pose a significant threat to safe operations. And finally, in Rome, 17th century frescoes were discovered behind a false ceiling at the Via Farnesina Palace in Rome. So the three paintings were hidden above the vaulted ceiling of what once the living room of Agostino Chigi, a wealthy banker and Renaissance patron who had the Via built at the start of the 16th century. More on our news blog. I'm Marlene Fischer, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die staat sê hy het binne sy mag opgetree toe SAFA president Danny Jordan en sy mede-beskuldigdes in hegtenis geneem is.
I wonder what those paintings taste like.
Hou op!
What they taste like?
Yeah. Because nothing tastes like fresco.
That's why I say how.
Everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande. Switching
the positions for you. Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.